Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Jamaica Organic Agricultural Movement, JOAM, will be celebrating the month of October as Organic Month. We tell you more about JOAM and Organic October on today's program at Later or Proverb of the Day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
You know what you eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Beria complain that him spray the kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me kalaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit. The Jamaica Organic Agriculture Movement, formed in 2001, is a non-profit, non-governmental organization created to foster the organic agriculture industry in Jamaica. The movement offers several services,
such as training, developing the entire organic system, which means we develop the organic standards. We train persons in organic inspection. We have also worked with governments on developing organic policy.
Treasurer and Director of the Jamaica Organic Agriculture Movement, Raymond Martin. JOAM is also involved in increasing the availability of organic produce.
So we coordinate with some of our members at farmers markets.
Chair of JOAM, Dorian Rowan Campbell, says the organization has led the organic movement not only in Jamaica but also in the Caribbean.
Most of the others used our training tools and our structure to pattern theirs, and our handbook on organic, and our standards on organic. And in fact, just this year in July, we assisted the Barbadian organic group to put on training that they wanted for inspectors.
JOAM is big on ensuring enough seeds are available for food security purposes.
Have made several initiatives to have members become seed stewards. In other words, they actively seek out and cultivate indigenous seeds or planting material. One of the things about organic is that it speaks to sustainability. And if there's a hurricane or major event, disaster, communities may become cut off. And so we have to have a seed bank or material that we can restart production until assistance comes.
And the NGO is celebrating October as Organic Month. Mark your calendars for its expo and summit to be held on October 29, starting at 10 a.m. at the Jamaica Horticultural Society at 1 Gibson Close, Hope Pasture, St. Andrew. And on our calling farmers notice board this morning, farmers can now call the Predator Larceny Prevention Hotline at 1-888-429-5662 to report any theft of crop or livestock. And now for our proverb of the day. Alligator lay egg but him no fowl. And this means, never view a subject from only one point of view. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.